All right, folks, thank you very much for your patience as I'm having some minor difficulties with my connection. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We have Pamela Cummins on. I'd like to go ahead and connect her right now, if I may. Pamela, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here, and I thought I heard somebody else, too.
Beautiful. We also have, who else do we have in here right now? All right. I'm having some issues connecting wise. So if I fall out for a second, I'm working on some other things to keep me in line. Pamela, thank you so much for being here. Looking forward to another good show with you.
I'm looking forward to being here. Yay.
I noticed on your website you have a sale going on. Do you want to tell us about that?
I sure do. I've been having all month long for May, I've been having May Madness. And for the fourth week, fourth and final week, I'm having $25 off a half an hour reading, also $25 off of one coaching session, and $50 off of coaching packages. I do coaching for psychic development, which I know a lot of our listeners who listen, you know, have, you know, psychic abilities. They're just kind of either lying dormant or, more importantly, they don't trust them. That I find is the biggest issues for people. And the other thing I do for coaching is for singles.
Beautiful.
So that expires June 2nd, I think, is Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you can go to my website, PamelaCummins.com, for more information on pricing and stuff like that. And while I'm thinking about it, I have a show tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called The Love Channel Show. The phone number is 646-478-0020. You can also find that on my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. And it's going to be a good show. Diane Garris, who is from Voice of the Angels, I'm actually one of her advisors on her site. We've known each other since December of 2009. I think I've been working for her. She's going to be doing it on manifestation and relationships, and she has a very different approach to the law of abundance. We did a show on the spiritual learning connections, and unfortunately we lost a lot of our archives on that. The show, the night that I was on, that was our biggest listened to show. It's really good information. We're going to focus a little bit more on relationships, but you can use the same principles for anything in your life. And she talks about the balloon theory. She's wonderful. It was such a great show. So I'm really excited about having her on tonight. So that's a little bit.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I was, I also noticed that you specialize in relationships. And
I do.
Yeah. Can you tell us, like, how people can benefit in their relationships more by having the spiritual assistance from you?
Oh, well, okay. that's a kind of open-ended question. I can speak for myself. All my relationships got better when I started working on my personal and spiritual growth, okay? By spiritual assistance, to me, what that personally means is having a partnership, conscious contact with a higher power, God, angels, whatever it is to you, because it's so personal. Some people, it's Jesus, some it's Buddha, some it's just love, whatever. When you have that spiritual relationship with something that is a part of you, but I want to say is more all-knowing than you, okay, sees
right.
things from a higher perspective than, you know, we're trapped in space and time. When you have that connection and that partnership, you see things in not such a trapped view. You know, we are, you know, the way society raises us, you know, is they kind of limit our perceptions, and we have these values, and this is the way it is, and nothing else can change it. And when you have that conscious contact with spirituality, it kind of opens up your mind. Okay.
Right.
It also
right.
makes you more accepting of others who are not like you, because we all are different. No, you know, no one religion, no one culture or anything is the right way. It's the right way for you. So when you start working on yourself, because, you know, there's a saying a teacher used to call spiritual bypass, and those are, they could be priests, they could be people who are involved in metaphysics, who are like, I'm so spiritual and I'm so connected with God that I don't need to work on my baggage, on my issues. And we all have issues, okay?
Right.
You know, whatever your tape happens to be, maybe it was the way you were raised, like because I'm black, I'm better than everyone, or because I'm a man, I'm better, or I'm a female, or, you know, whatever. And
right.
so we all have these issues that we need to look at. Or maybe just, you know, for instance, people will ask, well, why does she stay with him? Why does she allow him to hit her? Well, that's what how she learned what love was to be hit. Doesn't mean it's right. That's what she was taught. So we need to look at that stuff, clear that stuff up, and we bring a higher level people. You know, my guides just said birds of a feather. Okay,
right.
And birds of a feather really do flock together. Let's put it this way. you know, if you are a drinker, if you drink or do drugs or whatever all the time, okay, somebody who doesn't live that lifestyle, who, you know, will just drink tea, what's that, a teetotaler, okay, is going to seem really messed up to you, okay, like what's wrong with them? They're not getting drunk every night of the week, okay, or doing cocaine or shooting heroin. That, you know, you just can't vibrate on that same energy, okay? So if you were taught that love is serving somebody or allowing somebody to, you know, verbally abuse you, okay, and you don't look at that, that's the kind of people you're going to attract into your life. And not just love relationships, all relationships. It could be a boss. It could be a best friend. Now, when you say, whoa, this is hurting me too much, it's making me uncomfortable, and you switch that around, okay, and, you know, you no longer accept that stuff, and you become, I want to say, cleaner and clear out your stuff, you're going to attract someone on a higher level. It's just like somebody who stops using drugs or, you know, stops drinking. You're going to attract other people. As long as you work on your stuff, there is something called a dry drunk, and that's someone who stops drinking but doesn't change their behavior and still, you know, a jerk.
Right,
you know? So I guess that's one of the reasons why it's so important to, you know, always work on yourself and have spirituality in your life so you can attract higher relationships. You know, like how I was talking about Diane Garris. We've been, you know, I've been working for her, but I also sell her tapes and stuff on my website. She comes on my radio show. You know, some of that is such a good working relationship. We're honest with each other. We'll help each other out. I've had other working relationships in the past when I wasn't so healthy that were horrible, okay?
Right.
You know, so that right there is an example of why it is so important to work on yourself. Wow, I just went off on a tangent on that one question.
I think it's a really important question. You know, I like to think of it as the Disney effect. You know, we have all these relationships that have grown up where these people have grown up thinking that once they put that ring on their finger, it's going to be prince and princess time, ready to take over the kingdom. And, you know, when things don't quite work out as perfectly as we expected, the first thing we look is to, oh, my God, I need to run, right?
Mm.
So we have an increase in divorce. We have an increase in domestic violence. We have an increase in just unhappy homes altogether. And all it was just the fact that we didn't think about or we didn't understand that a relationship is two people coming together and melding their lives and their beliefs into one that may not always see eye to eye. So it's always a battle. It's always not a battle, but it's always a trial.
Yeah, and one of the things you just pointed out, when you're in a marriage or any kind of relationship, the person is going to mirror your issues, okay?
Right.
Things that you need to work on, you know? And that's why in the beginning, I call it la-la land. When you first meet someone, it's like a drug. It's wonderful. You can't sleep. You can't eat. You know, your hormones good, all wacky, and, you know, you're to put it bluntly, you're sexually excited, and, you know, and believe me, it's wonderful. It's a great feeling. And then, you know, but that's not real love. That's lust. That's what, you know, keeps the human population going. Unfortunately, there's some people who want that kind of falling in love over and over again. Real love is friendship as a foundation. It's being comfortable. It's being who you are, accepting the person for who they are with all their, you know, assets and defects, you know, and trying to learn and grow and staying with each other. That's, you know, it's easy to run. You know, I've done it. It's easy to run, you know. It's harder to stay.
It is, absolutely. I've already, you know, I've had the one divorce. I really, you know, I feel like That's something I don't need to do again. You know what I mean? I know that there's things that I can work on. We're not perfect. No, none of us are perfect. So there's absolutely things that we can work on, you know, to make the other person happy. You know, we chose this person to be with. Why not make the best of it?
Right.
That's kind of my thought, yeah.
I agree. And, you know, and there are times when you do need to get out. You know, one, sometimes, you know, as they say, what is that? Your contract has ended. If somebody is, you know, physically hurting you. One partner refuses to grow and the other one is growing. There are some times when it does need to end, okay?
Uh-huh.
But most of the times, I'm gonna say probably 70% of the times, people just bail out too quickly.
Right. I agree. Well, we do have a caller on the phone. If you like, we can go ahead and take that call.
Sure.
I'm just
curious. Is Kelly coming in or no?
We're discussing that right now. I'm not really sure if she's coming.
Okay.
617, you are on the line with Pamela.
Oh, hi, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is this Catherine?
Yes, ma'am.
How can I help you, Catherine?
I'm calling about my oldest son. His name is Spencer. He's 23 years old. The boy, I don't know what's wrong with him. I know he tried to beat up his brothers. He don't threaten me. I don't know. Do you see him going to jail?
Honestly, I got that he's in trouble, okay? He's in trouble, and I'm seeing somebody falling on their butt really hard. Okay, and what that means to me is he needs to hit bottom, and I feel that's coming very soon, okay, within two, so that's either 2 months, God, I hope it's not 2 years, okay, but he will reach the bottom, and I'm seeing him crawl up, okay, they're saying in the meantime what you need to do is not take his crap, okay, not take
right.
his abuse, and also I'm getting not to blame yourself. Okay, that's
because
I'm feeling you giving yourself a little bit of a guilt trip. He really, you know, he's in for a hard lesson, very hard lesson.
I'll tell you that because he threatened my life. He told me to go to jail and that was going to happen to me. I was like, what's going to happen to me?
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, you need to take care of yourself. You know, he's a grown man, okay? He's a grown man. And quite honestly, what they're showing me is a little kid burning his hands like crazy on a stove, and I'm seeing, like, you know, blisters on the palms of his hands, and it hurts. But he needs to go through that, okay? And now I'm seeing you with an armor, you know, like the knights used to wear, with a shield, and that's what you need to do, okay?
Right. So he got to go to jail and learn a lesson for 60 days or 2 years, and he come home, be okay.
Yeah, I'm not, honestly, I'm just getting hitting bottom, hard lessons. I don't know if it's jail or not, okay? But most likely, yeah, I'm hearing Led Zeppelin sing Hangman, okay, Hangman. So it does feel like, you know, he's going to have to deal with the law. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Because what he did was wrong.
Yeah, well, I feel him getting back up again, though. Okay, that which is
so.
A good thing.
I hope this teach him. I'm playing this one teach him a lesson, and
yeah.
That will be it for him.
Yeah, he'll learn. He'll learn.
So it will. Okay, that's what I call an action.
Okay, all right. You take care
okay.
of yourself, Catherine.
Okay. You too. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I'll keep you in my prayers.
Okay. Thanks. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Yeah, I guess we all got those lessons that we've got to learn. You know, we all have a path that we have to walk. And talking about paths, you do some coaching for those that are wishing to hone their psychic skills.
I do, because you know, what's that old saying? You can teach a man to, you know, you can feed a man with fish, or you can teach him how to fish, and he can fish, you know, for a lifetime. And I think it's really important, you know, to learn how to, you know, hone in on your own skills. So, you
right.
know, because there are, quite honestly, there are people out there who are addicted to psychics and who need their input on everything. And I do my best, you know, to put a limit on how many times someone can call me. You know, it's kind of hard when they, you know, want you to help them and I want to help them. But
right.
it, when they do it themselves and... As you probably know, Seth, a lot of times they just need validation. And one of the examples I use when people say, well, could I be psychic? Well, you know, we all have intuition. We all do have psychic abilities, but it's just like singing. Some people can sing beautifully. They never need
right.
a lesson.
Right.
Some people need some lessons, and quite honestly, I needed lessons too to hone in my skill, okay? And
right.
some people, they'll sing okay. They can, and other people, please don't sing, you know. And then,
right.
you know, and obviously there's some, Well, it's true. And obviously some people are mute. They can't talk, you know.
Right.
And that's like for people who, you know, are brain damaged or whatever, you know. But even some of the people who, you know, they might say mentally retarded, or I don't even like that term, but, you know, who are
right.
off, okay, sometimes they can be very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So we all do have this gift. It's just learning on how to use it. And that's one of the things I really love to do, is teach people how to do that. Seth, are you still there? Uh-oh. Seth?
I am here.
Yeah, I'm here. You sounded a little funny. And
Birdie
Bird is awake. Yay.
He was sleeping. I was hearing him. He was talking like crazy back there.
Yeah.
He was having a lot of fun. But,
yeah,
I totally agree with you. There's definitely a benefit. And I'm really happy that we have people like you who do that, because otherwise we still had that kind of wandering in the dark. You know, I think I'm doing okay, but am I really? You know,
right.
So that's really good.
Right, and it's also, you know, to let people know that you know, I'm not any better than anybody else. I'm not superior. I've just been doing it longer. You know, it's my thing. I've always found it very, very fascinating. Metaphysics, spirituality. It's my thing. So if I'm better than somebody, it's only because I've been doing it longer. And believe me, there are people out there who are better than me, you know. But we help who we're meant to help. Seth? Okay, I have no idea if you can hear me or not. This is really, we're having a blog talk moment. And I am here. Okay, I have no idea if you can hear me. Seth?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm actually
okay.
going to call into the show on my phone. It'll be better. Give me just a second. In the meantime, will you talk about some of the other services that you got so we can learn more about what you do?
Okay, put me on the spot.
Right.
Okay, well, I have a book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. I love to write, and I have to thank my father for that. He is an English literature professor / writer, editor. He's actually a retired English literature professor who has much better writing skills than grammars and spelling skills than I do. And that book, basically, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, is my experience on with, you know, clients that I've done, but also tools that I've used in my own life. And I'm not sure because Seth, it sounded like you went out again, so I will continue to talk. It basically talks about self-love.
Seth, right. There we go.
Oh, okay.
I'm back.
I kept talking. I don't know if anyone heard me, but the book.
You did a beautiful job. No, you did. You did wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And that should cut out a lot of the issues at this point.
Good. You know, and of course, I do readings. I do email readings, and it's funny because my brother-in-law calls them psychotic readings, and he couldn't understand how I could possibly do email readings. And basically, I just pick up on the energy of the person. And sometimes, quite honestly, it's a little easier because I'm not interrupted. You know,
right.
So whatever comes through. And that's good for people, you know, who there are people who don't like to speak on the phone, or they're at work, but they need an answer to something. So those are cool. And then the coaching. I'm also have done healing work in my lifetime. There was energy work, hypnosis. It's something called process-oriented body work, body-mind counseling. And I was a massage therapist at one time also. I haven't done that
right.
for quite some time. So I was a massage therapist for 16 years. It really wasn't my thing, quite honestly, but it did help me to read energy very well. And, you know, obviously the energy work and getting to know people and how to deal with clients, too. That's important.
Right.
You know, because I personally believe in treating people with dignity and kindness, unless, of course, they're abusive to me, and then I'm not going to put up with that. But I think that's with anything.
Right. I agree. I have a friend on the line that I'd like to add, if it's okay.
Oh, that would be great. Sure.
Yeah. I think you know her.
Kelly?
Kelly, are you there? Yeah.
That's funny. I had a feeling it was you. Hi, Kelly.
You didn't have a feeling. You knew. You're psychic. You know it.
Well, I don't know. It could have been one of his friends asking a question. Well, we've been having lots of blog talk moments.
Indeed. It's been one of those days. Yes. The ethers of miscommunication are operating well.
Well, aren't there three planets in line or something like that? Because quite honestly, last week I was so wackadoo, you know?
Do wackadoo.
I was so wacky and ungrounded and feeling like tired and, you know.
Okay, you know what? I think we all went through something like that, and it's like, when we get done here, if you got any time today, of course. I know tonight. Now that's something that you can tell us is tonight. What's going on at 8 o'clock for you?
Oh, I already did, but Diane Garris is going to be on. Remember? We're going to talk about manifestation again, but we're going to gear it a little bit more to relationships. But she has a totally, some of the concepts are the same, but I want to say it's more than The Secret. Like, The Secret is kind of like grammar school, you know,
right.
And this is more like
right.
college, and she talks about it, because some people think, you say some affirmations, you visualize, and everything, you know, works out perfectly, and you don't, you know, like I said to Seth earlier, spiritual bypass. No, I don't have to look at my issues. I beat my wife and I shoot up heroin 7 days a week, but, you know, I'm spiritual. You know, I'm exaggerating. You know?
Thank you.
And you got to stop shooting up the heroin and stop beating your wife and, you know, and maybe...
Talking about spirituality.
Yeah, exactly.
that's when you refer back to, did you catch Michael, you know, that, Reverend Michael Beth was saying about the body temple, you know, how we're not supposed to pollute our body temple. Now, what does that stuff that you're putting in your veins do to you? What? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I go on a couple of days of where I eat chocolate and stuff, and, you know, it just totally throws me for a loop. You know,
I can't
even imagine, like, you know, those kind of drugs.
Oh, me neither. Wow.
I know there's a big difference in just cutting out the soda. You know, I stopped smoking. I stopped, you know, drinking soda and all kinds of, you know, different things that I've done for myself. But I've noticed that they've helped in other areas, too. So, I mean, anytime you take those pollutants out of your body, you're just doing yourself a big favor.
I drink soda every once in a rare while, and when I do, all I do is burp. I swear to God, it's disgusting. You know, I sound like, you know, a rough woman, I guess you could say, and it upsets my stomach. I'm always like, why did I do that?
And December. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and soda puts a lot of weight on you, and that diet soda, that stuff is dangerous. Do not drink that. That aspartame or whatever they put in there,
it's unstable in its liquid form.
Yeah, it really can, you know, really cause some damage to your health. So if anyone's drinking diet soda, please stop immediately. I'd rather have you, you know, drink the sugar stuff, and then eventually, you know what, just cut back slowly but surely,
right.
And add more water. You'll feel better, you'll lose weight, and you'll be healthier.
My aunt always says take out the corn sugar.
High fructose corn syrup is what adds the extra weight. It's like, I read something someplace from Bird, but it was like 48% higher weight gain for people who have high fructose corn syrup, plus it's a carcinogen. So it's like, and you know, if you go through the grocery store, it's like, and I know that I'm getting on Pamela's soapbox here, but it's like, you go through the grocery store and you start reading labels. you can find anything that doesn't have it in it. It's like, so far in our local grocery store, we found one brand of ketchup that does not have high fructose corn syrup, and it's Heinz Simply, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And there's one type of loaf of bread that we've seen, and there may be more, you know, but I'm just saying, in our local grocery store where we shop, you know, 6 blocks away, one type of bread that does not have high fructose corn syrup, mm-hmm. and it's the Sara Lee wheat or something like that. You know, so there's, I mean, because most everybody is putting that just in there because it's a cheap ingredient. And I'm like, well, it's naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, well, and not right. only that, the majority of corn, and especially the high fructose, I can't even say it, that has that's been genetically modified. It has GMO. So, you know, so you're getting the extra weight gain and then all the yep. dangerous stuff. You know, quite honestly, there is bread that you can find in the freezers section. I think it's called Ezekiel, and it's expensive. It is expensive,
yeah.
but, you know, it's good stuff. Either that or, you know, make your own. Personally, I try not to eat a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Jen's in there. It's like, I think she can speak to that. It's like, I know she's, you know, and they have stuff now that's like, you know, gluten-free and this-free, you know, or organic stuff. The really bummer of it. My daughter, I got onto the stuff, it says wholesome sweetener, you know, organic blue agave nectar. Now, agave nectar in and of itself is good for you. And it's like the really rotten thing is my daughter ran across something the other day and she said it's the way they process it, you know, what they're processing with makes it bad. Somebody else told me about the aloe vera. They said if the aloe vera is the way it's processed, if you get cold pressed, something like that, aloe vera, it's good. If you get the other stuff that's been run through charcoal, it's bad. You have to know the processing of it. I'm going, oh, my goodness. You know, humans can manage to screw up anything that's simple, can't they?
Yeah, and, you know, basically you have to, you have to pray, you know? I mean, really, just, you know, ask God or the angels or whatever to take care of your food. It is kind of scary. And if you go out.
Back to honey.
Yeah.
You know, I come to the conclusion, I'm going to go back, I'm going to get rid of all the rest of my stuff. It's like, I'm going to go to honey and pray that the bees survive.
Yeah.
Another thing is like,
but you also have
become
to make,
a beekeeper.
You will also have to make sure that the honey, sometimes the way the honey is processed, you know.
Raw. You can get raw.
Exactly.
It's not processed.
If you can get it locally, that's even
right.
better. That's what I have, and I like the organic cane sugar. You know, that's good too because I do like sweetener.
Yeah.
You know, in my coffee. Yes, I drink coffee or tea.
Yeah.
You know,
we do have some callers on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring one of our callers in. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
All right. 928, you are on the line. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Uh-oh.
Are you there, 928?
Yes.
Okay. What is your name, please?
Alfina.
Alfina. And how can I help you today?
I have a question pertaining to, like, education. I'm wondering if I should stay, like, in my home area and go to school here or if I should relocate.
I heard go for it, okay, and I'm sure they're not talking about staying locally. I'm feeling that going for it will be good. It will help you to grow up, okay? There's somebody who I'm feeling does not want you to leave the area, okay? But quite honestly, I'm getting that it would be good for you to leave the area. It's going to, they're so funny. My guys are saying follow the yellow brick road, and I'm seeing Dorothy and Toto, okay? Now, obviously, Dorothy left Kansas, and she learned, and she grew, okay? But she also wanted to go home, and that's what I feel. You need to get away. It will help you appreciate home, but I'm also getting that it will help you grow, okay? And it feels like
But the thing is, like, the school that's the relocate for the school there, I'm not really sure about. So that's the thing. And here, like, within my home area, the classes I want to take, they're
again,
affordable.
Yeah, again, I'm hearing follow the yellow brick road, okay? So, it might not be that school. It might be other schools. So investigate. because I am getting that out of the area would be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the decision is ultimately yours, but that's what they're saying. And quite honestly, I feel that if you do go to another school away from your area, I feel like there's someone you're going to meet, you know, for a long-term relationship.
I already have that here, in my hometown, so.
Okay, but this is somebody else.
Okay. Yeah.
And again, they're saying follow the yellow brick road. So I know it's scary, but I'm getting in the long run, it would be better for you. You'd grow a lot.
So it's just basically about the growth or something? Or cause, like, I don't know about the school. It's like I'm debating whether or not I should go because, yeah.
But I'm feeling like it's growth all around. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's good growth. They're not going to give me specific this and this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So, but of course, you have free will. You have to do what feels right for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right, Alphina. Thank you for calling in. 229, you are on the line. Please introduce yourself.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And what is your name?
Yes, can we have your name, please?
Hi. Yes, my name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. And how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to see what can you tell me, something coming up for me in the next month or so, some good things. I don't know exactly what question to ask you.
Okay. I don't know why, but I'm seeing you eating food, okay? It feels like good food. This is the image they're giving me. So that probably means to me, when I think about food and it's good food, that probably means prosperity. Okay, and, you know, I'm not just talking about money, but and now they're saying abundance. So it feels like, you know, abundance and good things coming your way, okay? And with that, they're saying think positive. And I'm also seeing an image of you going like A plus B equals C and doing all these complicated, algebra, mathematic things on a chalkboard. And what that means to me is don't overcomplicate things. Okay, you think too much, and just to kind of just sit back and enjoy the simple things and be positive. And again, abundance is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
is there a time frame on that?
I'm sorry?
Is there a time frame on my...
It just feels like it's just coming, you know?
Right.
It's just coming,
okay.
So, to enjoy the good things in life is what I'm getting, okay? So really, I'm hearing starting now, right this moment, you just need to open up to it and not try and figure it out.
Okay.
Which
is that's true. Yeah, that's so true. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I work at a hospital at night, and... the commission is going to close the mental hospital here in Georgia, and it's going to be about 700 or more employees out of a job, and I'm one of them. And I'm trying to, it's a lot I'm trying to do, finish up my college degree.
Right.
But I have like 8 classes remaining before I get my college degree in middle grade education. And I'm also a football coach, in which I was hired, and the coach pulled my, he told me he didn't need me. And that was a really low blow because that's what I love doing, working with young kids and coaching football. So it just been a, that's why I asked, I really didn't know which one to ask you.
Right. And it kind of answered it all, that abundance is on the way, just not to overthink about it and, enjoy the moment and enjoy the food. And, and the other thing is to trust. God's plan. I know, which is so hard. People think because I'm a psychic, I know everything and it's got to be this way and it's got to be. I just basically shine the light on your path, okay? And basically what they're saying is God has a lot of good things coming up for you. And again, I'm seeing you eating good food, enjoying yourself, okay? And with that, I heard the Jacksons sing, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. So what they're saying is that to enjoy life and not to try and figure it out and worry about it. God, you know, God has a plan for you, and it's going to unfold perfectly, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I need that.
Right. Comment. I got a comment to add.
Okay, go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah.
Also, with the, I'm going to add to what Pamela said with the food. It's like, is not just eating good food for the body, but nourish your mind and nourish your spirit. It's like, you know, eat good food for your mind and good food for your spirit, if that makes sense. It's like, you know, you don't want to be feeding yourself trash in any way, shape, or form, not to the body, not to the mind, not to the spirit. So eat good in all places.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
It does.
Yes.
Already.
It does.
Absolutely. You know, even the stuff that we watch on TV or, you know, we listen to the radio or, you know, that stuff affects us in many ways. So. Good advice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was great, Kelly. Thank you for adding that because that's so important.
Yeah, been watching this this guy down in Houston. It's like, I don't know if you've heard of him, but Joel Osteen. It's like about speaking victory, you know, into your life and, you know, speaking positive things. The coolest thing I've gotten out of that is it's a really good psychological principle because he says, you know, things like you might have a negative thought, but he said, don't let it come out your mouth. If you're going to speak something, make it a positive spoken moment. So, you know, if you find yourself thinking negative, go, no, I'm not going to speak that into my life and shoot myself in the foot.
Right.
I'm going to say, you know what? Thank you, God. Today is the day, you know, you've given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, and I know that you are bringing me good blessings and miracles today. And make it something.
Because I definitely have a lot of negative thoughts go through my mind sometimes, a lot. And I'm like, that's not, it don't belong to me. So I just give it back to the universe. It don't belong to me. No, that's, I don't want that. It does not belong to me.
Yeah,
so
and
I constantly try to say that. And I just wonder why I have all these negative thoughts. You know, the enemy, you know, trying to get me to stay focused on him instead of on God.
Well,
I
need to answer that about the negative thoughts. Society, our parents, they were trained in negative thinking, okay? I mean, just watch the news or, you know, watch out for this. Something bad's going to happen. I remember my stepmom telling me the story about this woman in her white wedding dress who drank a glass of red wine and it went all over her wedding dress. I mean, it's the things that we feed. So it's easier because of the way we're conditioned to think negative. It's harder to actually think positive, and it takes retraining. It's like we come onto this planet to learn all this stuff, and then we need to retrain ourselves, okay? And so when you have those negative thoughts, the first thing is to be aware of it. Once you're aware of it, then, you know, that helps a lot. Then you can, you know, kind of accept, okay, I'm having this negative thought. Now let me take the action and transform it into a positive thought, you know?
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you're into, like, nobody wants to hire me, okay, transform that and say, you know, oh, that's not true. Thank you, God, for sending all these people who want to hire me, and I have a choice of what I want to do.
There you go.
It's just retraining yourself, you know. And you're a coach, so you need to, you know, just think of yourself, you know, God kind of as the coach and asking God to help you retrain your thoughts. That's all.
Yeah, right. I do believe that the coach will call me back, and I may not take the job, but I believe he's going to call me back.
Right, or something better is going to come.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
You know, you never know.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I hope that helps, Melvin.
It helps a tremendous lot. I'm going to listen to it again. And I thank you all because I definitely need this where I can get going. I've been down too much, but it's time to climb the ladder. Completely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Melvin, for calling. And please give us a call back and let us know how everything's going, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless. Thank you.
Bless you, too.
God bless you, day, too.
All right, ladies, I'm going to go ahead and bring in that. We have one more guest. I'm going to bring them on. I'm going to also call Helen, so I'll let you handle it. All right, 281. 281, you are on the line.
Hi, this is Maribel.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Maribel.
Oh, Maribel. Okay, and how can we help you today?
I'm actually looking to move, and I wanted to see how you saw that for me.
Okay, I'm getting, it feels kind of slow, okay, and funny. First of all, I saw molasses moving slowly, and then I heard, I think it's Carly Simon who sings that song, Anticipation, It's Keeping Me Waiting. Okay, mm-hmm. So I do feel that it's going to happen. It just feels like there's some things that need to be cleaned up a little bit before you do. Okay. One kind of feels like money, but I'm also feeling like you're kind of hesitant whether or not you want to move. And then there just feels like they're, like I'm seeing you like picking up something and moving it over here and picking up something and moving over there. So it feels like there are some obstacles, but you will move. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay, the other image I'm getting, I just want to, I'm seeing, you know, when they're running and they jump over things. Okay. And mm-hmm. I see you jump over something, and then you knock something down, and you're kind of on the ground, and you get up. So, you know, it's funny. I get knocked down, but I get up again. That song.
Yeah.
Okay, so
uh-huh.
That's what it feels like, but you will move, okay? You will.
Okay.
Just be patient with it.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at houses right now, and I kind of have one in mind. And I guess that was whether that would go through or is it not going to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, and... honestly, I'm not getting yes or no on that. I just feel like, you know, there's the anticipation. It just feels like you will move. It will be
mm-hmm.
the right house, but I'm not getting what house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient and, again, clear up the stuff, all right? The
awesome.
One thing I am getting with this house that's a possibility, you really need to get it checked out, okay?
Okay.
I know that you're supposed, I mean, logically, I know you're supposed to get a house checked before you buy it. There's inspection or something that needs to go through. But I feel like that's really important.
Okay.
Okay? So I hope that helps.
It does a little bit. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you very much, Kelly, for coming in and helping out. Pleasure to have you.
Yeah. Well, I did say that you were going to, I did put it on our Facebook page that, you know, Helen and I were double trouble with a mix of Kelly, so, or a dash of Kelly or something like that. So I'm glad that you added
cool.
your dash. I get silly sometimes when I, you know, on Facebook, so.
No, that's cool because it makes it fun. It's like that's people going, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, well, you know, because you see, you know, you're constantly seeing, you know, our radio show and other radio shows. So I'm like, okay, well, let's spice this up and make it a little interesting so it stands out a little bit more. You know, plus it's fun for it's fun for me.
Yeah. And it's more fun for all of us, too. So
yeah.
Like, that's what we were talking about. It was like, you know, the first day, well, we've been at this 15 months now. I'm going, yeah, it's like, you know, we need to get the joy back. We need to get the love back because somewhere along the line, it's like, you know, we started, you know, you get, quote, successful, and you start stressing. And I'm like going, I sat back the other day, and I got thinking about that and went, why? Like, you get successful, it's supposed to be more fun, not stressful. I'm like, what is this?
Well, you know, it's a little simple things, and if we have enough time, I just want to tell you this little story because it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I have this bird feeder outside, okay, and I call it cheap cable vision for my cats. It keeps them occupied, okay, and I bought a ton of bird seed from Walmart, and it usually lasts, I can fill it, and it usually lasts over a week or so, okay. And all of a sudden, it was going like crazy. I mean, like two or three days, and it would be gone. And at first I thought, oh, it must be the birds, you know, flying back up north, you know, attacking it, right? And then one day I saw, like, the squirrel, because I feed the squirrels, too. You can't help but help it, you know. And it was, like, going up my – I have sliding glass doors, and it was going up the middle. I said, well, maybe that's it, all right? Well, this weekend, my boyfriend figured it out, right? There's these little birds. They're called nuthutch, okay? They're like – a third of what birdie bird is, okay, they're like 4 inches. They're so cute, right? And they go in there, and I guess there's a certain seed that they like, and they don't like the other one, you know, like a picky eater, like a little kid. And they're going in there, and they're taking out the other seeds and putting them on the ground and going after the one that they want. And so, and they're shaking bird seed all over the place. It's hysterical, you know?
Oh, wow.
You know, but and it's kind of fun to watch. You know, I mean, they're way, you know, the squirrels and the doves and the robins and cardinals and blue jays will eat from the ground, you know. But, I mean, something so simple. But it is very joyful to watch all the different birds that come in my backyard, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, are some of them picking the stuff up off the ground? It's like, something must be getting it off the ground, or you'd have seen it on the ground and going, oh, my goodness, what happened? You know, something must be getting it.
Yeah, the squirrels and everything else. No, I see it on the ground, because that's where I put food on the ground for the squirrels. So they already killed like two or three bird feeders. So I've learned, just give them some food.
Right.
You know?
They killed bird feeders. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What they do is they come up on my deck and they bend over and they try and chew it. And so Chris went out and got like this metal so they couldn't chew through it, you know. But they'll
through
go
it.
And they'll reach over and smack it. Oh, yeah. They're very bold.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're smart. Well, and they're smart.
Oh, yeah.
Really smart.
Oh, yeah. They are, you know. And it is fun watching them. But, you know, you're talking about success. It's the simple things, like watching nature and stuff, you know, and these little birds, you know, and looking at them and saying, what kind of bird is that? You know, and I have a bird book or going on the internet and, you know, checking it out. We also saw these, they're called white ibis. Yeah, there was a couple. You know, and of course, one was there, and I said, oh, he's meeting his lover for rendezvous. I just came out with it. And then another bird flew over, and then we saw two of them when we walked back the same way. And it turns out that they like to hang out with flocks. It's very unusual, you know, for them to be alone. Because I was teasing, oh, yes, you know, oh, I'm sorry it took me so long to get away from my husband, you know, being silly about it, you know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, I like to think of, like, Chris thinks I'm crazy because I like to feed all these animals. Just love to feed animals, you know, and birds.
You got a couple of birds. How many birds do you have?
I have one bird. Did you believe it? It's a parakeet. It's this tiny little bird that, yes, Birdie Bird, you know, he's the singer of the family. You know,
I guess he sounds like several.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and he just said, yes, I Birdie Bird, you know, we're talking about it. My father one time said, boy, that bird's got a pair of lungs on him. I actually, one day he was quiet, like, the whole day, and I was really concerned,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, wow.
And a friend said, oh, he just needs to rest his voice. Yeah.
No doubt. Thank you for that, too. Please, rest your voice for a little bit.
You know what? Sometimes I hear him and sometimes I don't. I'll be talking to somebody, and they'll be like, wow, that bird's loud. And I'm like, oh, that's right. He was, you know, I kind of shut it out.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, you know, I was staying at my uncle's house one time, and he's got some birds, too, or had some birds at the time. And when they'd wake the bird up or take the sheet off the bird at night or in the morning, he'd be loud all day and then quiet at night. You know, it's just. But they didn't hear a lick of it. They really didn't. It was just like normal for them. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that'll happen one day with the kids, you know. No, I'm a bad father for saying that. I'm such a bad father.
No, you're not. You know what, though? You want to be able to hear them in case there is an emergency, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Birds are good warners, you know, and what's really funny is, like, people say that a lot of times the dogs, you know, it's like, you know, people get, you know, great big dogs to protect them, and they actually came out one thing a long time ago that said burglars actually, quote, feared the little bitty yappy dogs that would, you know, that won't run up and attack you, but they sit and go, wah, 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 because they wake people up. And when they're trying to be stealthy, they don't want people awake, and it's like, and they can't get within, you know, close enough to them to get them or kick them or, you know, do anything with them because they just stay out of reach and just bark and bark and bark. Like, oh, God, that's funny.
And you know what? And they're nasty. Some of those little dogs, the little Napoleon, they can be so mean. You know, you try and pet them, you know, and forget it. But the big dogs, they're like pet me. You know?
Yeah.
My sister had a little French Bichon, and, you know, one of her employees, because Snowy hated men, okay? And one of her employees used to call, you know, Snowy Cujo, okay? And my sister said, I used reverse psychology on a dog. My sister said, you know, if you go up to Snowy, you know, she gets really upset when you try and pet her, because she's... When she was alive, she was so cute. And I used reverse psychology because I walked in, and at the time their cat was alive, so I went over and started petting the cat and completely ignored the dog. And then the dog came up to me. So that's what you do. But the little yappy ones, ignore them. You know? Yeah. I don't see you. Then they'll be like, wait a minute, you're ignoring me. So that's what the burglary is. Yeah, well, I guess burglars, you know, no, it's their energy, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Pamela, so we have a couple minutes left. If you'd like, you can let us know again how to get a hold of you. Maybe give us a title of your book.
And the name of the book again. I was going to say the title of the book. It's like I've got a piece of paper. I'm going to write it down so I can write it other places now.
Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. Oh, and by the way, my phone number is wrong in this week's thing. It's 973-229-9704. But honestly, you're better off emailing me. My website is PamelaCummins.com, and I do have a special this week. It's $25 off a half-an-hour reading or a coaching session, or $50 off of a coaching package. And catch me tonight with Diane Garris. She is so amazing when she explains, you know, manifestation, and we'll be talking about with regards to relationships. It's the Love Channel Show. 646-478-0020. I wrote it down for you, Kelly, because you always ask me. Yeah, well, I don't call the number. I don't call the number. It's a fairly new show. No. All right. We've got the music going on in the background. So.
Woo! We got a Samba Mama going on there. Oh, my goodness. What happened there? That was a short break.
Wow.
Oh my goodness! The thing I liked about Diane was she mentioned that trying to just do the end result was like cutting a flower off and putting it in a vase of water and having no root system to it. I really liked her comments on the root chakra. It's like I only got to listen to it twice, and I was sitting there going, "I was so bummed when we lost that."
Yeah,
I'm so glad you guys are redoing that tonight.
Oh yeah, I guess we haven't gotten any of the archives back from the Spiritual Learning Connection.
No. No, they're lost. They're just lost.
That
yeah,
is such
it's
a
yeah, it was. It, there was a lot of work over there. I was like, dang it. But on the other hand, it gives us somewhere to go. It's like we need to redo that, and we can redo that because it's not in archives anymore, and people can't get it, so
all
we
right.
can redo it. Yeah, new.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons why I asked Diane back.
But, hang up.
What is Seth
Let's
doing?
Let's see. We can hear. Yeah, he's. Okay. Seth is trying to. Trying to connect with Helen there. So it's like. We thought we were going to have a better day with that. It's like, you know, because he said he knew how to do that, and I was like going, oh, I hope so. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't even feel, you know, I'm like I don't. Ever want to try and figure out how to do Skype on Blog Talk and get other people in, you know? I mean, there would be some people from the UK who I'd love to do that with, but I am just too nervous. I guess Jethro's good with
that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's, I think he actually, don't quote me on this because I'm not positive, but I think he does have, he's got more than the free Skype account. It's like, I think he actually pays for some minutes or something like that, because I know he says that when he does it, he can just, you know, like call, he can make a direct call, and it's only like 2 or 3 cents a minute. So it's, he'll say he'll, you know, like he'll do a show and it'll only cost him, you know, like a dollar or a couple bucks or something like that to do that. So it's,
right.
Like it's a paid thing. So it's like, you know, yeah, he has a lot better success than the rest of us who are just doing it, you know, for free, doing
yeah.
the free stuff. And we're going, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
one
a little,
of those things.
I'm not good with technical stuff, which is why I couldn't do the, you know, Hey Z Radio. They have this studio, and I'm like, you got to be kidding. And I had to do this, and I had to do that. And I was like, how am I supposed to concentrate on the show? I got all this other stuff going on, you know, and I'm a woman,
right.
I can multitask, but,
right.
you know, it's trying to have a phone conversation with somebody and you're looking at things on the computer, my mind can't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Me, yeah, me too. It's like, and then same with chat. It's like, you know, when you know, if you, and I'll say in the early days, you know, when we were on by ourselves, it's like, it was the most challenging thing for me was to try to do readings and do chat, because it's like I could not multitask and do that both, because it took so much focus with, you know, the other stuff. It's like I couldn't talk and type at the same time, because
yeah.
I would start either talking what I was typing or typing what I was talking and going, no, that's not working.
Yeah, well, last week my guest, you know, they had the, she, you know, she was, lives in Arkansas, and they thought that there might be a tornado coming through, and there was no internet or anything, so I had to do the show by myself, and I didn't even bother with chat, because I just can't, it's just too much trying to keep the show going, I'm on by myself, you know?
Right.
So did you get Helen?
Yeah, I think we're all set. Helen.
Hello.
Hi to us. Listen to that beautiful voice.
All right.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Helen. Well, hi, bye, Helen. I'm going to get going. I have things that I need to get done. All right, everybody. I will see you next week. Have a great show.
All righty.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Pamela.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Helen, it's so good to hear you. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm just fine. How are you?
Great. So I'd like to welcome you to the show. Thank you for coming in. And thank you for being available and working with me, of course. Would you like to introduce yourself and your information to our listeners?
My name is Helen Francesca. I'm from the UK. And tonight I'm going to be doing mini tarot readings for people who want to call in and get some guidance. And I'm also an astrologer.
Awesome. Beautiful. And you, in your website, again,
it is helenfrancescaastrotarot.com.
All right.
And it's on the Psychics Gone Wild website.
Absolutely. As well it should be. Helen, we had a couple callers that were waiting to get in while I fixed everything up. So I'd like to jump right into that if you don't mind.
Okay, let's give it a go.
All right, let's give it a go. 315, you are on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me a general reading.
Oh, hi, hello. What's your name, please?
My name's Lynette.
Okay, all right, let's have a look for you. Okay. All right. Okay, listening to your voice, the energy around you is telling me that you're not feeling fantastic right now.
Right.
Yeah, okay, because I got the Hermit here. And the Hermit is telling me that this is a time where you've learned a lot. And you've been looking at things that have happened to you and putting them in the right place. And I think have you been thinking about helping others with what you've learned?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Because I'm getting underneath the low energy at core. You're a very strong woman, and you're someone who needs quite a lot of challenge in her life. And I also feel that you've been quite upset and quite hurt, and you're working your way through it. It might be something that happened some time ago. But overall, the picture I'm getting is that you've experienced some things and you've learned a great deal from them. And it's almost like you were given these experiences to help you, to help other people who are going through similar things.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Are you helping others in a professional sense?
More in how can I put this? basically in a needy sense. I'm growing a bunch of plants and things like that to feed like shelters, food shelters and things like that on my land.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're using your skills to help others, and you've learned a lot, and you're sharing what you've learned to help those who don't have that same knowledge.
Right. Mhm.
Okay. Well, that's absolutely what you should be doing right now. And I think the more you do, that takes the sometimes, you know, when we're going through a hermit phase, it means that we're a bit like a hermit crab. We can go inside ourselves, and the more we can do to look outward and turn our attention to other people, the better it is for us.
Right.
Okay.
It's helped me out. I've been going through a depression because I've had a bad relationship, so... Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Because I've also got the Three of Swords here, and that tells me that yes, there's been an upset and some pain, but it's also the Three of Swords. It looks a very sad card, but it reminds us that, you know, don't bottle it up. Sometimes you need to cry, and you need to. Tears are very healing. You know, we're not taught to cry, but you know, every now and then, try not. The depression, I would guess, is like a stopper in the bottle. If you can just allow yourself to release some of the emotion gradually, slowly, slowly, you're going to find that your energy does lift, because I think inside, underneath, you've got a very strong spirit and you're quite a fiery woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Right.
Does that help at all?
Yes, it does. And, you know, okay. I've done some kind. I have to ask you a question. Is there someone new mm-hmm. coming into my life? There's a gentleman that, I don't know, for some reason, whenever I'm way down, he's right there to pick me up. And I don't know if there's a connection there or not.
Okay. Yeah, is this man, is he a little bit younger than you?
No, he's a little bit older than me.
Okay, all right. Well, what I would say is this is someone, he's almost there to, I'm not sure if it's going to be a romantic connection, but I do feel that there's a, he has this knack of putting things in their perspective. He's got a way with words, and he's got a humour, and it kind of pulls you back on track.
Yeah.
He's a great ally. You know, he's a great friend to have if you're feeling low or you're depressed, because he won't let you go too far down that road. He'll kind of rein you back in.
Yep.
Okay.
Just open my air fit. He's not taking off.
Sorry, I lost the end of that.
I said thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. I wish you all the very best of luck.
Okay, thank you. Likewise.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, Helen, it's so good to hear you. Really, it is. How are you doing now? Are you doing well?
I'm all right. Thank you. I'm okay. Yes.
Uh-oh. We went really quiet there. Okay, Seth or Helen, do we have anybody on? Okay, not sure here. I think we might have had a blog talk moment with both our folks there, so I'm going to see if I can figure out what in the world we can do there. Yeah. Okay, well, we can entertain... let's see. Nope, I can't type and talk at the same time. Okay. I'm going to say, let's entertain some thoughts in the chat here, guys.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Hey, there you go.
Well, I'm having my blog talk and Skype connection is rough. So, you know, the energy just keeps on going. And just a second while I continue to work this. I really wish I'd gotten that message from Jethro. Because... I would have been, I would have felt less.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
All right. After show. That's that after show discussion moment going on there. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm right now trying to get, because my Skype dropped from Blog Talk. So... Yeah, so I'm getting
so
back.
I was going to say, it blogged your Skype off?
Yeah, it blogged Skype right off. Took me right out. And it had done it at the beginning of the show and a couple of times.
A couple times.
And then
it had gone
back to where I thought it was a good rate signal and connection. But alas,
get her back, and I was gonna say, while you're getting her back, what shall we do for topic talk here? Let's do some topic talk. Come on, like, I know Pamela is a food expert, you know, on that. It's like, I don't know, we could talk about a variety of things here. We could talk about,
I have everything else online, everything is online.
All right,
and
okay, and now you just got to get Helen back on the line. All right. This is good.
Yeah, it sounded great. Like, everything was working perfect.
It just blogged, yep. Just say, you know, it's like, I'm going to ask a listening audience, has anybody, check that www.spaceweather.com. It's like, are we being hit today? Are we having, like, I think the coronal mass ejections were like, you know, a week or two ago, something like that. But I know it takes time for stuff to travel through space to actually hit us. And it's like, and it's actually when it hits the atmosphere is when things go really goofy. So I'm kind of... wondering about that one. It's like, yes, how are we having? Are we having goofiness because of coronal mass ejection? Is another synonym for solar flares. So I'm wondering if this has got to do somewhat with solar flares, you know, interfering with whatever, you know, that kind of stuff going on. Let's see. Okay, Seth is working there. I can tell. I think it kicked him off again. All righty. Well, golly. And the really not the cool part is I am signed in a different spot and place here, and I'm kind of flying blind today. This is like one of those, feel like a duck. I don't know.
You're doing like so good, Kelly. You're doing so good.
All righty. Well, all right. Let's see. Well, you got her back? You got her back.
All right. Kelly?
Yes.
All right. You're doing really good. I'm really proud of you.
Lucky that. I feel like I haven't seen today. No.
We're going to get Blog Talk back up, but in the meantime, I'm doing the old way with Helen. The problem is I have a great internet connection, but Skype is dropping off Blog Talk for some reason. So I'm in the middle of trying to get that back up, but so that's where I'm at right now. We've had some really interesting energy going on, and this is just a continuation of that. It's exciting. It's great. I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is.
Yes, the old
right. So,
is what it
if you
is.
Like to say
we'll
hello again.
We deal with it, and yes.
Hello.
There she is. Okay.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, there she's back. Yay! We lost you in cyberspace. I think it's worse than being lost in space. I don't know. Helen might remember that old the old TV show called Lost in Space. You know, they had that robot that was always going, danger, Will Robinson, danger. You know, I'm going, Seth, that's really retro for you. It's like, yeah. It was on when I was a kid, so, you know. We are lost in cyberspace.
All right. So we don't have any callers on right now, and what I'd like to do is see, you know, Helen, is there something you'd like to, you know, tell our listeners about maybe some of your services or use this time, you know, to let them know what you do and how to get more benefit out of the show for the things that you do.
Okay, well, I'm an astrologer, and I work with the astrological picture that's operating for people's time, date, and place of birth, and I work to help people find their strengths, their weaknesses. I can compare charts to look at relationship issues between couple or between family members. Astrology can be very, very useful for career guidance and health issues and well-being and past lives. I mean, it's a fantastic tool when it has any number of things I've been working with for years, between 30 and 40 years, I don't know how long.
Right.
And it's a fascinating subject to me, and it's helped a lot of people.
I agree, and I've been working on my chart. Being able to do charts is something that I want to do in the future, and so I might be talking to you about that, and you know, in the near future, but definitely something that I'm interested in. I like to see things line up, and you know, my aunt has always done charts for us, and I always found it fascinating. So.
Really?
Yeah. My aunt, she was the one that bought me my first set of tarot cards. I would say probably 15 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
We do have a caller in, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on the line.
Okay.
916, you are on the line. Hello, 916.
Hello.
Hello, how can I help you?
Is Pamela on today? I wanted a song.
No.
Oh, no.
You got Helen. It's like Helen will do something better. No.
No,
she does songs, but she'll do some other stuff.
Is there a question you'd like to ask, though, caller?
No. Just if whatever song she hears, she's usually right.
Could you pull one out the air? How about blowing in the wind?
I feel like blowing it out, too.
Do you remember that old
Blowing in the wind?
Yes.
I can't hear.
That's a path from the past.
you. This is Diana. How about a song that says there's a new car coming? Well, which one would that be?
Car coming?
Is there a song that's called New There's a New Car Coming?
On the road again, maybe, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I know there's a new car coming.
I can move out of the hall.
They're coming to my
talk.
New car coming.
For Diana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you an air sign?
No. I may sound like an air sign today, though. Because,
yeah.
You know, I was meditating really good, and I felt the spirit and everything. And then it's like 5 minutes later, I'm at the bitchiest situation, and it was like this was an embarrassing. What happened? I just meditated, and then it's like the universe crashed me by putting me in this complaining, bitching situation. So I have to come back up to speed now. So does my car.
No, I was going to say, that's been happening a lot. I'll just say there's been a lot of that yo-yo stuff going on, because I know that a lot of us on the show have actually experienced that this past week and stuff. It's like, you know, we'll be flying really high, and it's like one of those moments, you know. It's almost like, you know, if you heard that, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek country song, you know, it's like I'll pray a flower pot, you know, falls on the off the windowsill and hits you on the head, you know. It's like blah blah blah. It's like a play, you know, pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I'm like going, wow. And that's what it's been like. It's like we've been flying high and our engine stalled, and it's like, yeah, we're doing that nose tag to the ground going, we hope we can glide, you know.
Whoa.
But
yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of us have
that's,
been
that's where
too.
I am. I'm gliding.
Yeah, you haven't hit the ground. See, that's good. It's like some of us hit the ground and we're a super ball and went, okay, we got to bounce now. I was like, that was fun. But it's not just you. Everybody is being hit with energy, and I don't know whether it's, you know, whether it's the solar flare stuff. I don't know whether it's, you know, what they call that HAARP stuff, you know, that goes out. That, if you Google that or, you know, look at that.
No, I know what ARP is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm an old Oregon warrior. Yeah.
So there's been stuff going on. There has. So, you know, you're on key with stuff. So don't give up the meditation. Don't give up on it, baby. You know, there you go.
Okay, it sounds like you're having fun. I just signed in the chat room. But yeah, I have to be careful because I'm in the library and he always catches me. Talking on the phone, and then he points his finger to the hall.
Naughty, you can't be in the library and talk, okay?
It's a big crime to talk on the phone.
Helen,
okay.
Maybe a card for Diana?
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I heard my name, but I didn't hear what you said.
I'm seeing that Helen can pull a quick card for you.
Oh, yeah, pull a card. I'm going to walk out in the hall so I can actually talk to you, okay? Go ahead and pull a card.
Eight of Wands is a lovely card for anybody who's been feeling tired or, you know, if you don't have much enthusiasm, the Ace of Wands will come in and it's telling you to go ahead with something brand new. It's blessed. It's a great card to have if you're starting anything new, starting a new business, to going into a new relationship, to starting a new aerobics class.
Not a bad card,
Ellie.
Can somebody tell me what she said? Because it was like an echo. I heard her say relationship, new something.
Yeah, you had the Ace of Wands. It was a beautiful card for... Yeah. Wow, so I've lost Helen on Skype now.
Oh,
no.
Is it a good time to start all that, or did she say it's not a good time? That's what I couldn't hear.
No, it's a good time to start a lot of things. She says anything from relationships, business, you know, working out. This is the perfect time to start all that.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you uplifted me. aside from the fact of the engine and the nose diving. I mean, you know, my car has an engine problem. So if, who was that that said that song? Pamela?
Yeah, no, that was Kelly.
Okay, see? Well, I'm just gliding right into my new car. I've got the essence the essence of a new car, whether it be mine coming back to life or another car just being brought up to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm holding that space for myself. Yeah, all kinds of new things are happening, of course. I can feel them. So
cool.
Bring them in. I was on a show one day, and I can't remember if it was your show or not, but I think it was. There were two ladies on there, and one was like real reserved, and the other was real outgoing. And the one that was outgoing was like a cheerleader. She was telling me, come on, let's cheer it all, let's bring it. And the other one was just really, really, really soft and silent. Well, let's go to the next caller now. I thought that was a real cute combination that day. But I can always, and the lady's name was Shelley, the one that was cheering it. So I remember that, but I haven't heard her again since that day.
Oh, wow.
But that was pretty cool. She was a cheerleader. Come on, let's just cheer in that energy. Come on, let's cheer in the money. Let's cheer it up. Okay. Do you have another caller?
I think he's trying to get Helen back on with us again. It's like, yeah.
Over the computer, it sounded like you were a scratched record.
Well, it is. Like we were talking earlier about you know, even if you have negative thoughts, don't speak them out loud. You want to speak positive things, you know, because it's like otherwise.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, okay. Awesome.
Yeah, that's the first
right.
thing I teach people. You know, don't even. I mean, when you hear people say, "Oh, she makes me sick," it's like, no, please
oh,
don't say
what
that.
If you just say, "Oh, you're wishing this on yourself," it's like.
Well, it breaks my heart. You know, please don't say that.
Don't
and then they think
that.
You're stupid for telling them not to say it. Okay,
no,
go
no,
ahead,
no,
have
no.
a heart attack, whatever.
No, you know the easiest thing that they can relate to is actually you take it kind of back to the kid level. Remember the story of Aladdin and the magic lamp? You say, guess what? You know what? You're Aladdin, and that magic lamp you're holding, you just rub the genie out, and that's what he's going to grant is that wish that just came out of your mouth. It's like, now, do you want to make your wish better than that, or do you want to stay with what you just said? And then they go, oh, it suddenly clicks right in.
Wow, you're better than me.
Sometimes Disney teaches us really good stuff. Keep it simple.
I think that you all are just having a lot of fun. I called somebody yesterday, or was it the day before, and someone came through, and he said, I don't know if this is a guide or if this is an uncle or a father on the other side, but they're telling me, get away from all the ignorant people, or I'm going to come in with my whip.
Oh, God bless.
And here we are, light workers. We're supposed to be loving everybody and pulling everybody in. And then he comes in and says, this person that's really guiding me says, get away from the ignorant people.
Oh, no. Okay, let's see. I got Helen. It's like, I got Helen on Skype with me here.
Okay, if you have another caller, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
No, this is the gal who's supposed to be reading for us today, and it's like we're having all kinds of issues with the Skype with her today. And it's like, no, this is our reader, so it's like we'll try and let you talk to her.
I wouldn't want to put her through that trauma that the other one had to go through, because I don't know if this was like a great 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 grandpa who used to be in World War II or something, but he was like he came through.
Oh my
trauma.
Goodness.
So that, yeah, I have a tendency to have people like that just like to, you know, it's like, okay, if you have a train, a wedding dress with a train on it, you know, all these people who just grab your train and you're just like dragging them down the street.
Oh my goodness. Let's see, how long can you hear us?
I can hear you, Kelly.
And now Seth is trying to call. Okay, go ahead and pick him up. Add him to group call. This ought to be really interesting.
Hi.
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, And I just had a little message come up telling me that somebody else is online.
Oh, no. No, there we go. Okay. And that's because I hung up so she could get a better connection. Maybe we should call this the technical difficulty. I'll say, no. I'll say, we should call this the how to handle technical difficulties live on air show. How about that?
Right.
We can do this. Golly.
I don't know where it's coming from.
let's see.
Okay.
Those robotic bug viruses in the computer draft somewhere along the line. There's these little computer things that run along lines that go chomp 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 like little Pac-Man. I know it.
Well, you mean like gremlins?
There you go. Oh, yes. Exactly. Now the big question is, do we still have tea or do we still have Mountain with us? It's like somebody was going out in the hall and like, there we go.
Oh yeah. I'm Mountain Diva.
There we go. Okay.
So if I'm still in the chat room, that means they haven't cut my computer off yet.
This is good.
Yes. You know, the other day we had an earthquake, and I was going to call a psychic and ask them, was that really a Navy underground torpedo that let off? Because everybody said it wasn't the real pattern of an earthquake. It's like Sacramento, we felt it at 5.9 for a while. It seemed like a whole minute or two to me. But it was felt like on the coast of California, it was felt in Texas, it was felt in Oregon, and you usually don't feel earthquakes that far away from where they are. So there was a couple people on Facebook that said, oh no, we're back to the warrior days now. The Navy's doing their torpedoes underground. It's those reptilians. This is a song.
Spontaneous music. Love it. Oh my goodness. There we go. Seth got it handled. All right.
So you guys are still trying to get your show together where everybody can be heard?
Hello.
Something like that.
Right.
Now, Helen's coming through good. See, I can hear Helen. I can hear Seth. I can hear you. It's like, you know, I can hear everybody really good. It's like, can everybody else hear everybody else?
And we have wonderful call-ins. Let's get back to the show, please.
Okay. You can hear me now if you want.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. That was fun.
All right. 617, you are on the line with Helen.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm hot.
Hello?
Hello. How can I help you today?
I'm calling because I feel like I'm gifted too, and I'm trying to see, is anybody on the other side trying to reach me? Because I've been hearing angels around me, and I don't know who it is. I feel female and male sometimes, and also a child around.
Right. Okay. What's your name, please?
I'm Catherine.
Oh, okay, Catherine. Right. Okay. I've got a lady around you who is very gentle, very compassionate soul. Or this could be an aspect of you, I'm not quite sure which. And I've got another lady who's a very, very strong character, very fiery. And I'm being shown a child who felt they were...
I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Hello? I can barely hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, all right. What I was getting was I have two women here that I'm being shown. One is very gentle, a very compassionate soul. She was someone you could turn to with your problems. And the other lady was a really strong character. She drove the house. She drove everybody in it. She knew what she was doing, and she was a doer. Okay?
He said, Warren, I don't understand nothing what you just said to me. I can barely hear you. Are you talking to a speakerphone? Hello?
Hi there. Can you not hear what I'm saying?
Are you talking to a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm talking through a headset.
Can you come on the phone? I can't barely hear you. I can hear you, but I don't know what half of the things you were saying.
Seth.
Yeah. We're on through Skype right now. The sound should be, you know, should be perfect. So I'm working on it.
Okay, now Mountain Diva had some input there. She says you can actually hear much better on the computer, but she said while she was on the phone, she could not hear well. It's like, wow, okay. Nettie's like, yeah, Skype never works for her. I'm like going, okay, so I don't know. I almost wonder if we have so many electronical things that it's like they, what is it? You know, there's certain programs you can get that like fight with each other. I know because I have like Firefox on different things, and I accidentally loaded like an Ask toolbar or something like that. I didn't load it. I think it loaded itself, but it messed my computer up. And it's like, and you know, then somebody finally told me, it's like, oh well, Firefox and Ask actually fight each other. It's like, oh well, I'm getting rid of Ask because I like Firefox.
Is the caller still there?
Yeah,
is the caller still there, Kelly?
Catherine, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, she's still there.
Okay, all right. Can I tell you, Kelly, what I'm getting, and you can pass it on to the caller, okay?
Sure. Okay. We're gonna do this again. Okay, Catherine, she's gonna tell you some stuff, and then I will repeat it so you can hear it better.
Okay. I'm getting a picture of a child who had really quite a tough childhood, really hard time growing up. And this child felt very torn between two female influences.
Okay, what like happened? You've got a picture of a child, and it's like a really tough childhood, and it's like the child felt really torn between two very like tough female figures.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Does that
sound like you or maybe somebody you know?
I got as a child that's going through rough difficulties.
Either you as a child or a child around you going through this.
Oh, I got an older child going through difficulties. Yeah, I do got a child going through. Well, I got several kids going through stuff. So I don't.
Okay, she's got several kids going through stuff. Okay.
But I this might be a child in spirit that I'm getting.
Ah,
okay.
Might be a child spirit she's getting.
Oh, my firstborn child. It was a little girl. She passed away.
And did she feel tight, caught between two females in the family?
Did she feel caught between two females in the family?
Did she get what?
Did she feel caught between, like, two females in the family?
Did she get caught between two females in the family?
Yeah, did she feel, I can't talk either. Did she feel like she was caught between two females in the family?
Oh, no, my baby died newborn. No, no, she didn't
know.
Oh,
she died newborn.
She wouldn't know nobody.
Okay.
Oh, it's another child? Got caught with two females?
No, she said, Helen said it's something she got in, a child that she got in spirit. So I'm wondering if some of that might have been, you know, might have been a spiritual, on the spiritual side?
I'm my spiritual daughter?
Something like that?
I don't know. I'm lost with that one.
Hey, Helen? Do we still have Helen? Hello?
You have me. You have me.
Oh, we got Seth, and we lost Helen again. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm back and just waiting for Blog Talk to connect back to Helen through Skype.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, well.
Hang on. She's calling me again here. Okay, so, all right. I got Helen again here on this end. Hang on just a minute. Let's see if I can do this. Okay, Helen, I got you again here on this end.
Hi.
Here we go. And her question was she had her newborn daughter, you know, she died when she was, like, really little, when she was, like, newborn. So Catherine's not sure if, you know, if this would have been a female, like, if she was caught on females on the other side, because you were mentioning it was, like, you know, a child in spirit.
Oh, well, the picture I've got here, because I've got two queens and a page, and I have the picture of two women, maybe a mother and sister, or mother and mother-in-law, and a little child who was really struggling and felt caught between the two.
Okay.
Maybe there was a huge family row, and they did, the adults didn't get on, and the child who was in spirit was saying it was really, really tough. And that's the energy I was getting around this child.
Okay. Did you catch some of that, Catherine?
Yeah, she was talking about a child who got the energy, a spiritual child.
Yeah, it was like, there's a child that was like felt really, really caught between energies of the two struggling, you know, two women. It's like the energies, not, you know, maybe the women weren't physically struggling, but there was energies between two women.
And they're fighting over the child.
Were they, Helen, like, fighting over the child, or were they fighting with each other?
They just had different ideas.
Just had different ideas.
I'd give the child ideas.
Okay, like the women had two different ideas, like, on parenting or on how the child should be raised, maybe?
Well, they were fire and water, and they didn't look at life the same way, and the child was caught in the middle. So when this caller said that she felt that there was a child around her in spirit trying to kill, the picture I was getting was that this is a child who was very caught between two adults who couldn't agree on anything.
Oh, okay. Okay, did you hear some of that, Catherine? Did that make sense?
I had a little. What did she say?
Okay, what she got was a sense that there was the two adults, there was, you know, there was one that was a fire sign, one was a water sign. They came from two very different points of view. And the child, even though it was very small, got kind of caught between these two, you know, like women who could not get along. And it's like, and this, you know, she said she also feels like this child is trying to get through to you on from the spiritual side, from the spirit side. So it's like it's like the baby that you had that died is trying to get through to you to give you a message as to maybe why she checked out so early. Not sure. Maybe is that kind of the idea, Helen? It's like maybe that this one that's on the other side is trying to get through to Kathleen to let her, you know, why she checked out, you know, so early. Okay, and the little girl that's on the other side is giving you this information so that you, you know, will know who she is. Does that make sense?
And so it's got to be my firstborn child, my daughter. Yeah, my firstborn daughter.
Right.
Also, she's been trying to get in contact with me, but I've been trying to communicate with the other than myself. It's like I kind of blocked it to myself.
Okay, right. So you kind of actually blocked her, so you were not getting her. Is that right?
Yes, that's what
okay.
It is. I got blocked. I can't really get nobody.
Okay, and Helen, that's what I'm sorry. It's Catherine, right? Okay.
Yes.
There we go. Is what Catherine is saying is that she's kind of had a block where she really can't get messages from anybody on the other side. And it's like, what I'm kind of thinking is this child trying to get through to let her know this so that it will help Catherine unblock herself from receiving messages from spirit? Does that make sense?
Catherine needs to be assured that this child is in a good place now, is in the moment.
Okay.
Catherine needs to be, maybe she needs to be kinder to herself.
Okay. Does that make sense? It's like she's the little girl is coming through to let you know that she's in the light. She's in a good space. She's in a good place, and that you, as a parent, need to be kinder to yourself because it was nothing that you did or didn't do that that made her die. Does that make sense? It's like, you know, because it seems like you're carrying some guilt. You know, you're carrying some guilt, which is why you're maybe, you know, not getting the connection from the spiritual side that, you know, you could be getting otherwise. Does that make sense?
You said that I be seeing her, but I don't see her.
It's that she's been trying to make contact with you, so that you know that she's okay. She's in the light on the other side, and that it's like it will possibly help unblock you from, you know, from getting messages, because you should be able to, you know, to receive messages. You've got some gifts yourself, you know, and you should be able to receive messages from those on the other side. But somehow or other, there's a guilt, there's a block there, and the child is letting you know, your oldest, your firstborn, is letting you know, don't feel guilty over what happened, because it's okay. You know, she's okay, and you need to go ahead and be okay with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because when I buried her, I never went back. I don't want to see the grave, so I want to see my daughter. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
She never went back to the grave. She never wanted to see her daughter. She felt a lot of guilt. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
This little girl, she really wants you to know that it's okay, and I'm feeling like don't block her. You know, she's part of you. Don't block her.
All right, you don't block her, okay. Does that make sense?
My block is going to pass through.
Right, yeah. How you were saying, it's like, you know, you never wanted to go back to the grave, you never wanted to, you know, to know anything, and it's like what Helen was getting is like, you know, your little girl wants you to know, you know, don't block her, don't block her out, because you know, she's in a good spot, and it's like, and don't feel guilty over, you know, her dying so young. And it's like, and go ahead and include her in your life, because when you do that, a lot of doors will open up for you. Does that make sense?
Okay, so just pray for her to walk on to the light like she's supposed to be, and just
remember her birthday.
I can still talk to her, though. Leave her messages. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. There's the messages, and it's from the one that it's from your firstborn. It's like, you know, that she wants you to know, you know, she loves you. She's in a good place. Don't feel guilty, and it's like, and make her part of your life. It's like, you know, now I remember her birthday, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, there's some grieving there that was not done. And it's like, by you going ahead and doing that, and you know, acknowledging her place, it's like, you know, you can feel the sad, but go ahead and feel, you know, the joy that she had some life. You know, and the joy that you were her mom. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right, let me let y'all go talk. Hold up. But I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you.
Alrighty.
So thank you
all
so
right.
much.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you,
like
Helen.
This.
That was awesome. That was cool. All righty. Now the question is, do we still have stuff?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just letting the energy flow over me right now.
You're just letting the energy flow or the energy glow?
it's doing a little bit of both right now. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. That was kind of intense. I think she's going to have to go. I think Catherine's probably going to go think about and integrate that. It's like that's. I think it's been a while, so it's like that. Maybe she said that made a lot of sense to her. So it's like that was really good. That was very good. It was what she needed. She's determined to get through. It's like, yes, I got to tell her this. This is my mom. It's like, she's got to know. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, get out the Kleenex, guys. Oh, my goodness. Golly. Well, we got anybody else there?
No, we are not.
We're doing a little bit of free floating. Let's see. Now what I'm trying to figure out is, can people in the chat room, are they hearing Helen?
I know it's really hard for me to hear.
It's really hard for you to hear. Okay. Okay.
But I'm also getting an echo from myself.
There's the echo. Because I'd actually like to ask Helen a little bit about, is it all of our air energy? See, because Seth is a Libra. You know, he's got that wind energy going. I'm an Aquarius. I've got this wind energy going. And it's like, forgive me, Helen, I can't remember your astrology. It's like, do we have three of the winds? Or what do we have on today? What's yours?
Yes, I'm an Aries.
Ah, fire. Maybe that's why I sound so goofy on air. I don't know.
We did just get a caller, and you know, I'd like to bring him in if you don't mind.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. 7-1. Oh, stay, I just lost him. It was a spiritual psych.
We're trying another caller here. We got another caller. 7-1 what?
They dropped out as soon as I said it. It was a spiritual psych.
Oh, they dropped out. They got shy as soon as you said it. Okay, see how they are. No, we just sent your tomato. We don't want more. Oh, goodness. Oh, golly. Seth, I'm going to ask, it's like, because when Helen's on Skype with you, we can hear her, or at least, you know, the room can hear her, and it's like, I'm not sure that she's on Skype with me that the room can hear her, so I'm like, okay, do you want to try calling her? And it's like, if you can pick her up, I'll drop that. How about that?
All right, let's do
that. So, Helen, we're going to try this one more time, maybe third time's a charm. As soon as you get set, it's like I'm going to go off on it there. So it's like, here we go. There we go.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
There.
Hello. Oh. What a day, Helen.
Wow.
What a day.
What a windy day. It's like Winnie the Pooh. It's a wonderful windy day, isn't it? Goodness.
I tell you what, I had a look at the chart for the start of the show this evening, and we have lots and lots of planets in Gemini.
Oh, goodness. There we go. Okay. There. Now I can hear. It's like I had a double dose going there.
Yeah. So go ahead and say that again, Helen.
Oh, yes, I was saying I drew up the astrology chart for the start of the show tonight.
Right.
And it's full of air. Three planets in Gemini.
It all makes sense.
We just stepped into the wind, city of the wind, city of the wind. I was also a musical.
Jethro was like, why is there so much white noise on there right now? It's wind.
He wanted wind in the sails. Like, I think we got chill in that.
Yeah, we definitely got that air.
But it should be good for communication.
Yeah, this is true. Well,
I agree with you.
Although somebody pointed out to me, it's like, you know, hurricanes and tornadoes are also air. Not to mention water sounds.
Yes, this is true.
Wow.
Well, it's a fire sign. So she should keep us warmed up. See, we should, between the two of us, we should have a lot of hot air to fly that balloon. See, that's how that should be going, right?
Exactly. Exactly. We should be flying, really.
Oh, goodness. So,
golly.
While we go through, our listeners can get a much better and much clearer understanding of Helen one-on-one. Helen, would you like to share your information with everybody so we can hopefully connect you in a way?
Well, yes, despite the chaos, I am actually a trained astrologer. I have been working with astrology and tarot for over 30 years. It may not come across, but I am a professional trained astrologer and tarot reader. And my website is helenfrancescaastrotarot.com, and my details can be found on the Psychic.com website.
All right. One on one, it's like, and I do see. I think that's key. Right. Is a lot of it is, you know, Helen is really, she's a very gifted reader. It's like, you know, I know she is, and I will say, Jethro was planning on having you back on a show with him, so you know we can people can actually hear you again, you know, and get the benefit of that, because you know you're very gifted and very, you know, you're very gifted and talented, you know, that moment there. And, you know, right now, you know, for people who are listening, it's like, call her, you know, set up an appointment with her. And it's, now, is that a www or is that your email? It's like the Helen Francesca, astrotarot.com. It's like, is that your website or is that an email? Oh, no. Did we lose her again? Oh, Seth? Earth to Seth. Oh, no. Oh, come back. Okay, guys, man. It's like, you know, I think Dorothy and Toto from Kansas have visited us. It's like, I'm not sure where the house is going to land. My goodness. This has been really the wacky day. It's the wacky tacky day. Let's see. I'm going to try something here. Just for the heck of it, let's see. I'm gonna see if I can get Seth, and then I'm gonna see if I can add Helen. something here. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, not sure there. Not sure what happened there. Okay, not there. Is there? Not there. All right. Well, let's see. All right, well, I'm going to expound on that a little bit. It's like, definitely, you know, Helen is a very gifted reader. She's, you know, she's been doing this for more than 30 years. She went to college. I mean, where she's at in the UK, they have colleges. And she actually went to college, got a degree in what she does with the tarot, with the astrology, you know, and she has studied and really studied this, you know, like as into the same type of study, you know, you have to study to pass a college class, which is, you know, for those of us who have been there, it's like, holy moly, I'm not sure I want to see that course. It's like, I know what our courses were like in college. And it's like, but she went through that and she did that. She's got an actual, you know, degree out of that. She does a lot of stuff. You know, she has, you saw, you know, she does get messages in spirit. She gets messages in spirit on the other side. She does cards. She does, oh, golly, what else? Clairvoyancy, you know, these astrology charts. You know, and really and truly your best option would be call her, book in. And she is on, if you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, she does have a page with us on Psychics Gone Wild. So it's like, you know, if you're missing how to get a hold of her, you know, with the stuff that we do on air, it's like, by all means, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and check out Helen's page and get a hold of her for a one-on-one reading. Because really and truly, you know, she's a very, very gifted reader. She's a very gifted reader. And with all the technical difficulties we've had in the past week, you know, weeks, plural, you know, that we've had with trying to get her on and get her on the show. This has
Hello.
Just been... There, she's back!
Just in time to say goodbye.
I've been expounding the reason why our listeners should get a hold of Helen on a one-to-one reading basis, because they'll be able to hear her for starters.
Right.
She's been up for 3 years, and it's like she's terrible. You know, she's gifted. She's a very gifted reader, and it's like, and we just haven't got the full benefit. And I do know Jethro is going to have you back on the show with him. He's going to be where he will be the host, and it's like, there won't be the set problems. It's like, whatever we're having, it's like, oh, my goodness, I don't know.
All right, guys. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's bid our farewell.
But thank you for being a trooper, Helen. It's like, oh, my goodness.
You know what?
You had to be.
You know, actually, I don't think I've met anybody who is so patient and so loving and...
just really kind, yeah. And we lost it again, okay, you know, and she is. It's like, you know, Helen is, she's really a purple energy. She's a really, really